So let's talk about archaic ways of doing shit. And I really almost feel like I shouldn't have to rant about this, but people still don't get it. So say you're like the Canadian Blood Foundation and you're trying to raise dough. What do? You call people up on their phones, assuming they have a landline. If not, you call them on their personal cell and you try and get money and you give them a spiel, similar to what I do. Now, we know that it's starting to be a dying strategy. People committed to it can preach that shit all day. Yeah, we fucking phone people and it works. That's good for you. But, you know, and again, I shouldn't have to say this. Look at the platforms that exist digitally and how can you use those to your advantage, right? IG has video calls and shit now. You know, it might be invasive to try and get somebody in a video chat, but think of, they don't need to have their face all up on there. They can literally just put it off to the side and talk. And these are strategies that should be used in a world that's shifting towards, especially younger folks voting, right? Younger folks are the biggest voting bloc. Where do you think they spend most of their time? The fucking landline or IG? And if you got IG phone capabilities, that's like one of the greatest things you can do. Now, there's this idea of what they call RTG, resistance to change. So you can't just necessarily stroll up into some place and new and be like, we're going to change the game. We're going to change the game right now because I'm here. No. You get a lay of the land. And at some point when it's appropriate, you then take your shot. And if you have a good relationship with some of these people, then that shit can go well. You take a shot. Now, even if it doesn't go well, you still have something you can bank in your own mind is what you can do on your own time whenever you have your own initiatives that are like, you know, on the horizon or something you're about to do. But to think that money is being spent calling people, hoping to get their landlines in an era which is well known. I mean, if they don't even really sell those fucking burner flip phones anymore, why would landline be like, you know what I mean? Like a thing still, but yet it happens. You know, people complain about, people complain about low pickup rates. Like, why ain't nobody picking up the phone? Well, A, if your number is on some kind of like caller ID, they're going to be like, fuck that. I'm not answering that phone. B, people aren't sitting there, unless you're like an idle person or you're a senior, you're not going to sit there and fucking wait for the phone call in which somebody's trying to get money out of you, right? You want to try and do different things. So as I approach this new thing tomorrow, I'm already like thinking about down the road strategies that can be implemented, right? We don't always want to be clingy. We're like, oh, well, traditionally this has worked. Phone things have worked. And because phone things have worked, that means we should continue doing that in perpetuity till the end of time. It's kind of like not the greatest thinking. Now, not everybody got cell phones, which is true. So you got to really start like dividing who calls who. Who do you know with a landline? Who do you know with? I lost my train of thought. Who do you know with a landline? Who do you know with the cell? And then various other strategies. You know what I mean? So That's just my little message. We got to start. And it's so obvious. It's been happening for so long, but yet people still don't catch on. Like, I think conventional and traditional orgs are the most resistant to these kind of concepts. They're like, fuck that. We do what we do. We've been doing this from time. Who the fuck is you to come and say, we gotta do shit differently? We don't know you. You just showed up here. So on that note, and this is kind of like a broader message. Any of you who are starting something new and you're already seeing things that you could offer a suggestion, do it friendlily, but be aware that, you know, like, look at the school system. Shit hasn't changed. And, well, it has. There's tablets in classrooms and shit like that. But fundamentally, it's the same system for however many, you know, 100 years or 50, 60, 70, 80 years. I should have fact checked that. But anyway, you definitely want to take notes of what is not being done properly and then try and implement that on your own, right? Because you will find yourself being irritated that you're in an environment where shit ain't changing, and that'll just drag you down. So be careful of that, all right? Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.